And so now on to the featured businesses. So I'm going to ask, I'm going to let them do the talking the rest of the evening. But I'm going to just very quickly introduce you to so Carl Benfield from Prescient Power, Amanda Waring from Mama Jewels, and Mike and Beer Hunter from betterlanguages.com. Now they can do their elevator pitches and the background of their business far more eloquently than I. So I'm going to first of all hand over to Beer just to say a quick hello, and Mike to introduce betterlanguages.com.
BetterLanguages.com.
Hello.
Yeah, it's fine.
Hi everyone. I'm Mike from Better Languages as well. You'll have to excuse me. I've got quite bad tonsillitis, which isn't great for an event like this. We're a translation company. Most of our work is with predominantly UK businesses involved in export. So we provide translations, typically for pack copy, for leaflets and user guides. We do a lot of work with food labelling and also care labels for clothing. So we're quite niche, and we have a very good client base. Recently, for instance, Debenhams rang us up, and we always ask on inquiry, where did you get our details? And they told us that they were recommended us by M&S. And they're a direct competitor, so how does that work? You know, we have very good clients, but this year's been quite tough. As you'll know, we lost Mothercare about a year ago, who were at the time about 37% of our business. And it's taken time to really turn the business round and to start to get new clients in. But now we feel very much, you know, new time, new era, and quite excited about the future, but it's not been without its trials.
It certainly hasn't, and it's been very good and very instructive to learn, you know, that losing that larger client doesn't necessarily mean the end, and Better Languages is a great example to help to turn that around. So more of that later. Amanda.
Hi there, I'm Amanda Waring from Mama Jewels. My background's actually in project management and quantity surveying. You probably read that on my initial blog. But I launched Mama Jewels last year in April. Basically born out of a need, really, or an identification of a gap in the market. Most mums, when they have young children, and I've got two young children, have to stop wearing jewellery because their jewellery gets broken, or their children put it in their mouths, and potentially it could be toxic. Also, the idea is that Mama Jewels is washable and sterilisable as well, so that's why it's called Mama Jewels. And yeah, it's going really well, and we've got our own website. We've also got lots of online stockists as well, and just in the past 10 days I've been talking to two quite big distribution companies or large retailers, potentially for them to become stockists of Mama Jewels products.
Fantastic, thank you, Amanda. And finally, Carl from Prescient Power.
Well, good evening. Yes, Prescient Power is a renewable energy company, and as fuel prices for your cars and so on reveal in the past week even, that everyone is becoming much, much more aware of fuel price volatility and of oil running out. And so renewable energy is really the flavour of the sort of decade, I guess. The problem with renewable energy is it's technically quite complex. There is no one-size-fits-all solution, and as a non-technical person, you might be thinking, well, I don't know what the solution is for my site. I don't know whether I should have a solar panel or a wood-burning stove or whatever it might be, or for a commercial application, a wind turbine or something like that. So what we do is we understand all the technologies and work with different suppliers to ensure that we've got a good range of options. And then we work with the client, be they commercial or domestic, to understand the technology, to make sure that the right technology is specified for their site, or indeed, if nothing is relevant for their site, we tell them nothing is relevant, they should do something else. So that's sort of step one of what we do. The second part of what we do is design the system and then also help the client understand how much money it's going to make them, which in most cases does make them money, and also how they're going to finance that, because this stuff is really expensive. And our sort of cash flow is testament to that, because you end up with these big lumps of cash flow, which is one of the problems we have. I was just speaking with a bank today about financing of hundreds of thousands of pounds for particular projects, and being a startup company, banks don't like that very much. So that's